What is up, Daddy Gang? It is your founding father, Alex Cooper, with Call Her Daddy.
Olivia.
Hi.
Welcome to Call Her Daddy.
It's an honor to be here.
So it's summer. It's June 1st.
Yes, ma'am.
But you grew up in Florida. So yes. Was it summer like all the time vibe for you and your
I don't know. When I moved to Los Angeles, it was even weird. Like, I don't know. Like, it getting cold at night, I'm like, what is this? Like, I never owned like a sweatsuit until I moved to Los Angeles. Like, I never owned sweatpants growing up. Like, what was it? Where was I gonna wear sweatpants to?
Okay, so did you, because I'm thinking like this is basically kicking off like the summer vibe for Call Her Daddy. Did you and your family, like, what was your summer situation? Did you take trips and vacations during summer?
Yeah, like my family is like huge on travel, so like each summer we would go to like a different country, so I'm like very well diverse in the traveling. That's like why I love traveling so much.
Right.
My last summer at home, we literally did like a European summer trip. It was a little weird, like traveling with my family.
Yeah,
it's like we went to like all these crazy places, but I was like with my parents, so I was like awesome, like 17 years old, I'm like seeing like attractive people, and I was like, my mom is right there. Like,
I didn't even think about that, of like when you're single and you kind of get to that age where you're traveling with your family and you're like, wait, I wish I was with my friends right now because I want to like go to the bars and like
exactly flirt and like exactly maybe meet someone. But then like, it's like you're with your mom and you're just like, yeah. My mom's like, do you see anyone attractive? And I'm like, yeah. A lot of them, but I can't say anything.
Right. Well, I'm going to bring them back to the hotel room with my mom and my dad. We're all going to cozy up together. Like, what the fuck?
Exactly.
That's such a good point. Okay. I like completely forgot that concept and I can feel that for you. Okay. I need to know this because I actually feel like this tells like a lot about someone.
Yeah.
Are you the type of person that can like sit on the beach with a book and relax and tan and not get up? Or are you the person that's like, guys, come play paddleball. Let's go in the ocean.
I feel like I'm like the second option. Like I'm always like, can we go do something? Like there's definitely my days where I'm like, okay, let's literally go sit on the beach. That's, I don't want to talk to anyone.
Yeah.
My phone's like literally on airplane mode all day. But then there's other times I'm like, I literally cannot sit still. I'm like, can we? And like in Florida, like everyone has boats. So you go boating, you go wakeboarding, you go. I water skied for like 9 years of my life. So it was like, you were constantly doing something on top of like just sitting and reading. Like that's like a California thing, I feel like.
That you're actually so right. I feel like Florida and California are completely different.
Yeah.
And now you lived in both. Which do you prefer?
Ooh.
Oh.
That's, oh wow. I've never actually been asked that question before. I always get like New York versus LA.
Mm-hmm.
New York, I mean, LA versus Florida. I would say I love Florida like as a state, like the weather wise, like, and kind of like my hometown's stunning, you know, don't really like what's going on with Florida right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then here, I mean, I like the people more. I like how like open it is, how like I'm able to be who I am and like not get judged by anyone.
This episode is presented by Sparkling Ice. Turn up summer with Sparkling Ice. They have over 17 anything but subtle flavors, all made with zero sugar and packed with vitamins and antioxidants. Iced tea and lemonade, strawberry watermelon, tropical punch, peach nectarine. Yum. Crank up the flavor. Sparkling Ice, anything but subtle. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Daddy Gang, I get that there are some things you don't want to share, but bottling everything up inside can truly have some awful consequences. I remember growing up, I guess honestly, the truth is I was getting bullied and I was like so embarrassed to tell my family that, because at home I was fine, but at school it was tough for me. And I just remember feeling so awful about myself and I kept it to myself and I dealt with it by myself. And it literally just caused truly maybe like a decade of trauma. And later in life, now that I've processed it, I'm like, damn, I would have been so much better off if I had just talked to someone about it. And it didn't even have to be my parents. Talking helps a lot. And if you want a safe space for that conversation, I recommend therapy. I have had such an incredible relationship and experience with therapy. I was so ready to get better and to better myself and to understand myself more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, convenient, and flexible. It's easy to get started. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. You can even switch therapists whenever you need to for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/daddy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/daddy. daddy.
2 years ago, I became pregnant with a baby I desperately wanted. During a routine ultrasound, I learned that the fetus would have a fatal condition and never survive. I had to flee my own state to receive treatment. I think Donald Trump bears an incredible amount of responsibility for these restrictive laws. We need leaders that will protect our rights, and that's Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
You were named a Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Rookie for the class of 2022. Yes, congratulations.
Thank you.
How does that feel?
It was absolutely insane. Like, I fell to the ground, like, crying. I was like, no. I was like, this is not real. Like, major imposter syndrome. I was like, this is not real. And then 2 weeks later, I literally went to Montenegro. That's where we shot it, which is, like, a really small place near Albania. And, like, you travel by yourself. Like, it's, like, a full deal. And I'm, like, 19 years old, so I was like, I've traveled by myself, but, you know, like, New York to LA, you know, like, LA to Mexico, like, stuff like that, but never, like, a 14-hour flight. Like, I stopped in Turkey for a little bit, like, no idea where I was going. I was like, I could really get lost right now.
Wait, and you're by yourself?
Yeah. Like, coming back, I flew back with everyone because I was the last girl to shoot, but, like, going there, like,
I can't even imagine going by myself at 19 years old to a foreign country, also to prepare for, like, one of, like, the biggest moments of your career. It's, like, yeah, fucking huge.
I was, like, sitting in the airport just like, where am I? This is not real. I was like, what am I doing with my life?
Okay, so you show up, and I was thinking, like, okay, obviously, I'm sure there were, like, so many glamorous moments of shooting this, but we need to hear, Olivia, the not so glamorous moments. Like, what was an unglamorous moment with you that you were like, oh my God, people would never anticipate or expect this?
So it's swimsuits.
Right.
So you think you're going and shooting somewhere, like, warm.
Right.
No, it was, like, October time. So in the place that we were, it was, like, 40 to 50 degrees. And you're in, like, thong bikinis. And you're, like, shooting in the water. And it's, like, freezing, and you're just, like, sitting in there and you're, like, shaking. Like, I have so many funny photos of me, like, you know, like, when you're, like, in between changing, and I'm, like, in this huge, like, robe jacket situation. And that was definitely, like, a moment where I was like, nobody would ever guess that we're, like, freezing in all of these photos.
Oh, no, because when you look at them, you're like, oh my God, like, it makes me want to be on a beach.
Yeah, but I was like, oh no, I was freezing. Like, I was, like, shaking there. I'm like, they probably have to, like, edit out my goosebumps because it's, like, so bad.
Okay, well, no one can tell that you were cold in the photos, yeah. So I have to give you props. Like, you're, like, teeth are chattering, and all of a sudden you're like,
yeah, it's like you're, there was the last shot that we did, I got, like, soaking wet, and we were, like, on this ledge kind of situation where, like, water was, like, mm-hmm. crashing on it, but it wasn't, like, in the water. It was kind of odd. But I was, like, laying down in it, and the sun had already set, so there was, like, not really any sun. It was, like, very, like, glistening vibes. But I kid you not, it was probably, like, 30 degrees out, maybe 40, and the water was, like, absolutely freezing, and you're just getting, like, splashed with water. You're sitting there. You're trying to be, like, super sexy and, like, so glamorous, but you're, like, I, like, literally was, like, sitting there, like, trying to, like, roll around on this, like, block of cement, like, trying to be sexy, and it was, like, definitely a moment where I was, like, I really hope this comes out well.
Congratulations. I mean, it's so cool to sit with you and, like, hear the behind the scenes also, because it's, like, such a cool moment. Also, especially because you're 19, Olivia. Is your family, like, so stoked, or are they?
My family doesn't really process anything. Like, even the way I moved out, I was just kind of like, I'm going to go to Los Angeles for 2 weeks and then I'll be back. And then I kind of just came here and I never left.
How many siblings do you have?
I have one older sister.
Okay.
Blessing. Love her.
So you're, like, the baby that just left.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. Okay, well, you, not only are you blowing up in the modeling world, but you've blown up on TikTok.
Yes.
So we're going to play a little game.
Okay.
Called TikTok Made Me Do It.
Okay.
Okay, a trend you've tried because of TikTok.
Emily Mariko's, like, salmon avocado. Have you not tried it?
No.
She did, like, salmon, rice, avocado, and then, like, the seaweed packets, and then you, like, mix it all together and you, like, make your own salmon roll.
Okay, so now I need to go try it. Okay, something you've bought because of TikTok.
You would think, growing up in Florida, I've always been blonde, that I would know what purple shampoo was. And then I got on TikTok and it, I got on TikTok right when like the purple shampoo thing was a trend, and I was like, what is this stuff? And I went and it changed my life. I was so like, good. So that was definitely something I was like, oh, thanks,
that
TikTok.
Is such a good investment. It's my best friend.
Yeah.
Okay. A random fact that you've learned from TikTok.
This one's weird. I also don't know if it's true. Okay. I heard that your wingspan is how tall you are. But I'm 5'9", and I feel like my wingspan's not 5'9".
Okay, after this interview, I'm going to get my tape measure, like, measure, and we're going to do the entire thing. No, that's actually, I've heard that too, I think, and I don't know if I believe it. Okay, a song you've added to your playlist because of TikTok.
All of my music comes from TikTok, first of all. So recently, I've put this song on repeat every single day for, like, it's probably like a week and a half now. It's called, like, 10 Things I Hate About You by... Leah Kate. I think she was just on tour with Madison Beer. I think she was like the girl who opened up for her, and her that song just went like insanely viral on TikTok, and I like see it everywhere, and I'm like, okay, let me listen to it, let me see if it's like the hype. So jamming good. In my car every
so
day.
So good. Okay, somewhere you've went because of TikTok.
Hawaii is my favorite place. Oh. And I feel like Italy, like I see Italy all over my For You page. I want to go this summer so badly.
Something you've become self-conscious of because of TikTok.
Okay, growing up, I was pretty confident. I was very independent. Okay. Once I got on TikTok, I got very insecure about, like, my boobs and my body, because I would just get, like, the most just meanest comments about it, and I would just start, like, overthinking. I'd be like, wow, like, I always, like, loved my body, like, looking up to, like, models and whatnot. I was like, why is everyone... So I, you know, created boundaries, and I, like, turned off my comments for, like, a solid, like, I think it was, like, 2-ish months. And then eventually, like, I got more, like, secure with it.
Have you ever responded back to, like, a troll and then regretted what you said?
Not to a troll, but I actually used to be exactly like that. Okay. Like, in high school, because I was, so, like, independent. Like, I was very much, like, I'm fighting for myself person. So not that I was a bitch, but I was... like a little kind of like, like, why are you talking about me? Like, especially girls in like high school, I'd be like, I would confront them. I'd be like, why are you talking like crap about me right now? So I feel like almost when I started social media, I had to like create like a boundary. I'm like, okay, like you can't respond. You know, people in my life help me a lot with that, because I'll be like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to blow up on them. And they would be like, calm down. It's okay. Talk to my therapist. And I'm like, okay.
No, it's hard. It's like, it definitely is, takes a different level of self-restraint, because you don't know the person. And so I guess that's why it's so easy for them to be mean to you, because they don't know you. And then you reply back. And I've done it before where I'm like, that was dumb. Why did I give in to that?
Yeah.
And fully. I now don't do it either. Okay. Today is June 1st, yes. The first day of Pride Month. You've been so open about your sexuality. Yes. What are your plans to celebrate Pride this year?
I just love Pride Month so much. But I would say, so last Pride Month, I came out, you know, on June 1st as bisexual. So I feel like kind of Pride Month last year was like me kind of like figuring out what it was like to be bisexual, like being on social media and being like, wow, people are so accepting. And, you know, like also dealing with like the not so nice people like in the streets, or when you go to the parades, like dealing with like, you know, the mean people, and just being like, I feel like this year I'm definitely, there's West Hollywood Pride, mm-hmm. June 3rd, and then there's obviously New York Pride. I think New York Pride is better personally, so definitely will be then.
That's so exciting for you that you can fully like lean in this year. Let's go back to the moment you came out, right?
Okay.
How did you tell your friends and family?
I called my mother, and there was a lot of moments where I was like, I'm just gonna do it, like spur of moments. I was like, I just need to tell her, like, it's such a secret, and you kind of just hold it in for months and months that you're like, okay, I'm gonna do this. My mom was coming to visit me in 2 weeks, and I was kind of lying to her about the relationship I was in. I was, you know, didn't really know exactly how to be like, hey mom, I'm in a relationship with a female. And I eventually called her up one day and was just like, spit it out, and like gave 20 facts about the LGBTQ community and about my relationship. And she just was like, okay, like, cool. And I was like, okay, yeah, bye. And then we like didn't talk for 2 weeks, and then she came and visited me, and she was like totally okay with it. And I was like, oh, this is awesome.
Did she tell the rest of your family for you?
I'm assuming, because I never told my dad. I feel like I kind of came out with my dad by like sending him, I got him a shirt that said my daughter's gay, and I shipped it to him because it was Pride Month, and I was like, oh, I feel like I should get my family like some rainbow swag. And just bought him like my daughter's gay shirt, and he like sent me a picture of him like smiling with him on, and I was like, okay, he knows. Like, that was kind of like me coming out to him.
I love the not so subtle gesture. Yes. Is so baller. You're like, here you go, dad. Yeah. If mom hasn't told you already, yeah, let's get into
it. Oh, fully. And then my dad has always been like, love whoever you want, like, I don't care. And I was like, oh, cool.
That's amazing. And was your sister same? Like, did you send her a shirt? You're like, no.
No, I called her because this was like right when we were getting close again. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I feel like I should like call up my sister and be like, hey, by the way, like, you're probably going to see it on social media soon. Right. So, and she like screamed. She was so excited for me. She was like, no way, I'm so excited for you. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, perfect reaction. I was like, thank you, sister.
Well, that's why, like, I appreciate you sharing that, just because I know there's probably a lot of people that could be listening, mm-hmm, that are also going through what you went through a year ago, right? Like, yeah, they haven't come out yet, maybe. Oh, they fully don't know how to do
and
it.
And it's so hard. Like, you have to really figure out what works best for you. Like, with my dad, like, I tried telling him probably like 20 times. Like, there would be times where I'd be at home and I'd be like, okay, go up, tell him. He's sitting there, he's not doing anything, just tell him. I was like, I couldn't do it. So, I mean, my dad had a very like funny relationship, like, you know, it's like a lot of dad jokes. So I was like, I feel like that's kind of something that's funny, that he would look at it and he would laugh, but he would be like, oh wait, okay, oh, like, okay, right, like, this is,
oh, that's cute. It's almost like to like look at each relationship and cater like how you feel and what your relationship with, yeah, them is, and like feel safe in the way that you've always felt safe with like your, yeah, dad. It's humor.
Yeah. And with that's my really mom, great. It's like we're deeper. So it's, mm-hmm, just kind of like me just telling her that was like, she obviously knew that took a lot for me to say to her. So she was like, okay. Like, okay.
Was your mom the first person you came out to? Well, I guess not, because you had a girlfriend at the time.
Yeah. I would say like I always kind of knew, and I feel like I had one best friend where we like kind of came out to each other because we were like, I think I am, but like, I'm not sure. And I was the type of person that was like, I don't want to come out until I like 1000% know that I am. Because there's always like the possibility where like, it really gets down to it that you're like, oh, I don't think I could do that. And so I would say them, or just kind of like, I mean, my best friend right now, Emma, we like would always have conversations. We'd be like, I think that I am, but I'm not, right, sure. Like, I think. And then I met my first girlfriend and I was like, okay, I am.
How did you deal with those like internal feelings, mm-hmm, of struggling to figure it out for, yeah, yourself?
Ooh, I was very homophobic towards myself. So even when I was out, I was like, no, I'm not. Like, I don't know. There was always like the backhand thoughts. It's kind of like being insecure. It's like, you're confident with it, but I was also like, is this bad? Like, is something bad going to happen? Like, this isn't okay. Like, I'd get like random comments and I'd be like really overthinking it. So I would say just kind of like, for me, it was like, I needed to be in a relationship with a female to be like, okay, I'm 1000% in this. I came out and like, you know, really realized, and like so many things made sense. Like when I was younger, I was like, oh, that's the feeling that I had with that person. Okay.
Got it. So then it kind of, that's amazing to also hear, like, then it started to all kind of click, mm-hmm, for you. But I love how you also compare it to like that insecurity feeling of like the unknown and like not, mm-hmm, knowing how to handle that. I think everyone can relate to that, yeah, feeling. What is the biggest thing that you've learned about yourself over the past year?
Definitely when I came out as bisexual, and I was in a really long-term relationship, and then I got out of it and was able to experiment with all kinds of people. And I mean, I'm so happy, but I figured out that I was pansexual, and I came out with that in the past year. So I feel like that was kind of something, probably the biggest thing that I kind of realized about myself in the past year.
Can you talk about, just for anyone that doesn't understand, the difference between being bisexual and pansexual?
Yeah. So the difference between it is bisexual is just liking boys and girls, or, you know, men and female. And with being pansexual, it's like anyone. And I would say almost with being pan, for me, it's like I care more about the vibe between the two people and like the connection that we have. And, you know, it's also being open to talking to non-binary people, to be open to talking to transgender people. And I feel like for me, like, I'm so open to anything. So I feel like that's just kind of when I met someone who was non-binary and I was like, oh, I really like you. I was like, okay. So it's, I feel like it's honestly very similar. And I think when people think, it's so much more common than people realize.
And I think it's great when anyone is like speaks up about it, because it's not their responsibility to educate us, but like it is our responsibility to listen.
Yeah.
Are there any pansexual celebrities that you admire?
Okay, Madison Bailey. She's in Outer Banks. Love her.
Obsessed.
When I found out she was pansexual, I feel like I loved her like 10 times more, because I was like, yes. There's Cara Delevingne. Obviously, I think she's absolutely stunning. And I feel like just also like with being pansexual, it's like you really just don't care. Like with, I mean, with bisexual, I feel like I don't really care either. But it's like you really don't care. Like it is purely an emotional relationship when you are with dating someone who is pansexual. You know, before I even came out, I was to the T focused on being like a male's ideal woman. And I achieved it. I was the blonde, long-haired, super glammed out every single day girl. And, you know, like I had male's attention 24/7, but I was like, really came down to it. It was all a validation thing. It was like, I just wanted them to call me pretty so I felt validated, but it was like I didn't like them. So I was like, that's kind of my journey with like figuring out that I was bisexual, because I was like, oh, like you're telling me I'm pretty, like makes me feel really good, but then I'm like, I don't like kissing you, I don't like doing this. I'm like,
You're raised to be like, which boy do you like? And even if, aside from the sex, like this sex part of it, you're more just like, oh, so I'm supposed to like a boy and hopefully they like me.
Exactly. So young. And it starts with like the hopefully they like me part is really where it gets in like your brain. Because honestly, like I think like we, like women are pieces of art, and we deserve for the boys to be like, oh, are they going to like me back? Yeah. Not us being like, does he like me? Oh my gosh, is he gonna text me back? Oh my gosh, does he want to go on a second date? It's like, no, you should be asking yourself.
Do you
that.
Like him?
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
And I feel like that's almost like a question that I was like start asking myself more recently. Is like, I'll notice about myself being like, oh, like why aren't they texting me back? But I'll be like, hold on, do I even like them as a person? I'm like, I'll calm down and I'll be like, put my phone away, and I'll like sit in the mirror for like 20 minutes and I'll be like, I'll literally write down all the green flags, all the red flags, and I'm like, I'll come to a conclusion. I'll be like, I probably don't like them. That's I just crave it.
Point. When you're dating, it really is interesting. I feel like I saw a TikTok on this recently of someone being like, you're constantly looking at the person that you're on a first date, second date with, and you're hoping that they're going to like you. And it's like, you leave that first date. Did you like them?
Yeah.
Did you like their personality?
And
how did you feel
so many people
them?
Forget that you need to like go home and be like, are they the type of person that I want to spend the next years with?
Or do I just like the validation?
Exactly.
And I feel like the attention.
That's something that I struggle like till this day. I'll be like, oh my gosh, like I liked them so much. Kind of. Do they like me back?
Yeah.
And then I'll sit there and I'll be like, I'll talk about it with my mom because we talk all of the time. And I'll be like, yeah, I'm kind of like how they made me feel, but I'm kind of just craving the validation right now. So I'm like, I need to cut things off and just stop this here.
I think that's very relatable. Okay, how has being open about who you really are affected your mental health?
It affected it amazingly. As before, I was like living in a secret kind of, and I like wasn't able to like tell the people in my life like what was going on. I'd be like, yeah, works good. So I feel like when I came out, it just helped it tremendously. I was able to be so open about who I liked, what I liked, going on dates, like telling people everything. And I feel like also just with myself, like kind of accepting it made just something in my brain click, and it clicked, and it made me so much happier on like the day-to-day basis.
Okay. I remember lightly seeing there were like ridiculous rumors on TikTok that you came out for attention. People were saying one of your relationships was fake. Why do you think that happened?
So this is also struggles. This is something that I struggle with on the day to day, is like I'm very hyper femme. And, you know, looking at me, this is one thing that like I eventually want to change in the LGBTQ community, is like being femme and being gay is a very common thing. And I think it's why a lot of girls are scared to come out, because they're like, oh, but I don't look the certain way. But it's like, there's no certain way that you have to look. Like, I dress like this every day. I do my makeup, I do my hair, and I'm very gay. So people just also didn't want to accept it, like because I was catering to the men audience so much that they were just kind of almost, I feel like, hurt by it. And they were just like, no, you're not, like, you're not gay. And I was like, wait, Yeah, I am. I was like, hold on. I was like, this was a lot. I can assure none of my relationships have ever been fake, especially because I'm very like emotionally invested in people that like when people would say it was fake, I'd be like, nah.
Yeah.
I don't even have the mental capacity to like have a fake relationship right now. So
how has being open about your sexuality affected your friendships?
So in my hometown, it was a little hard. I lost some friends there just because lack of education. People just don't want to believe, or they just are like, wait, that doesn't make sense. Or it comes down to like the, wait, were you attracted to me thing? And I was like, no, I wasn't. Like, just wanted to let you know that like I am in a relationship with a female, or I'm bisexual, or whatever it would be. So I would say a little hard in my hometown, but
was that most of it when they would they say to you like, oh, are you attracted to me? Like, did anyone ever say to
you? Yeah, oh, fully, all of the time. And I'd be like, I think you would know if I would be attracted to you. Like, I would flirt with you, or right, something of the sort. I'm also not one to like be attracted to somebody and not say anything. Like, if I like you, like I'm going to flirt with you, and I'm going to like, you know, I'm very like honed down on it. So, but in Los Angeles, like I lost no friends. Like, it was kind of awesome because I even got the opportunity to make friends with other people in the LGBTQ community by being open about it and just being like, oh, like, I don't know, it's like kind of something to bond about.
I also love the confidence of you being like, you know what, I'm going to own it. I'm going to give you guys another chance. I'm going to explain it to you, and you can take it for what
because
you want it to be.
Because it's lack of education. They totally don't know. And it's like, maybe they are too, and they just don't know. And just kind of totally the lack of like experience as well.
This episode is brought to you by Rocket Money. Something that really grinds my gears is I somehow will find myself just subscribing to things, right? And then all of a sudden, I see I have been paying this subscription service and I don't even use it because I just forgot to cancel it. Rocket Money can help you cancel a subscription that would otherwise be more time consuming and also you probably forgot about. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I can see all of my subscriptions in one place. And if I see anything I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/daddy. That's rocketmoney.com/daddy. rocketmoney.com/daddy. This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. Do you ever find yourself looking at your full wardrobe, but still feeling like you got nothing to wear? Well, gather around, Daddy Gang. Saks.com. You're going to find instant inspiration for that date night, for that impromptu vacation, okay? Maybe you need a new dress because one of your friends is getting married soon, okay? So if you're looking for a new style or want to build a better relationship with your closet, then head to Saks.com to shop for everything on your agenda. This episode is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Good things come to those who wait. We've all heard that saying somewhere, okay? But sometimes I'm here to say, you got to just go after what you want instead of waiting around for it to happen, because most of the time, I'm not going to lie, then you miss out, okay? Personally, I have had moments where I'm hustling to get something done at work, and I know I'm going to feel so much better than waiting around and waiting to see if someone's going to ask me to do it. I'm just going to do it myself. And that is why, Daddy Gang, if you want the best people for your company, the same applies. You have to go after it. You have to go after what you want. And thankfully, ZipRecruiter can help put the hustle in your hiring. And even better, you can try it free right now at ZipRecruiter.com/daddy. ZipRecruiter can find top talent for your role very fast. As soon as you post a job, ZipRecruiter's matching technology will go to work and you are going to find a qualified candidate immediately. So let ZipRecruiter give you the hiring hustle you need. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/daddy to try it for free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/daddy. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
So in terms of relationships, everyone is always writing into me like, Alex, give us advice on long distance relationships. How the fuck do I maintain this? What do I do? Is it worth it? Should I stay with this person? You've had a long distance relationship. How did you manage to stay close with someone who lives so far away?
Well, I've had numerous long distance relationships and it's hard. Like, I feel like with myself, every relationship I get into is long distance, even my friendships. All my friendships are long distance. It's like, it's kind of weird to say, but it's like, I'll go 2 months without seeing my friends and I'll be like, love you guys. Like, I FaceTime them. I think FaceTime is probably the best advice that I could give, and like schedule times to FaceTime. So it's not just like a, oh, they're not answering me. It's like, no, we're going to go get smoothies together via FaceTime once a week or twice a week or however much you want to like have that communication with them. I feel like that would be the best. I also don't strongly recommend long distance, even though like I can't say that because I'm literally, that would be
right,
me.
You're like, Olivia, remember this for the next one. Yeah. I don't recommend
but
it.
It's like, regardless, like anything with me, it's like being bi-coastal. It's like, well, I could have a relationship in New York, but then I come to LA and it's gonna be long distance. Right. Or I travel, besides just New York and LA, I'm constantly in different places. So I feel like I don't recommend it, but it's also kind of inevitable in certain situations.
I do appreciate, though, like I have did the same thing when I was somewhat long distance, scheduling those FaceTime dates. You naturally would be probably going on a date this Thursday night. Like, exactly. Hey, let's have a date night FaceTime date.
Exactly.
And schedule that time. That's really good advice. So that
way, yeah, definitely. And then you guys can cook dinner on the phone together and, you know, like eat dinner. And it's like a 3-hour FaceTime call, but it's like, and people would be like, oh, that's so stupid. But I'm like, honestly, it's not, because I haven't seen them in 2 weeks and I like want to tell them about work or everything. Whatever it would be.
Do you think being in a long distance relationship makes it more difficult to live in the present moment?
1000%. Yes. It's, I mean, I'm sure you know, it's like you're constantly, my screen time was like probably doubled when I was in any long distance relationship. And because I'm always texting the person just being like, hey, like I'm thinking about you, like you're at an event. And I feel like at events, like it's work. So you're there and you're trying to be on your A game. But then you're like, oh, I haven't answered them in 5 hours. Like I need to like text them. And like I even got down to the point where I was texting them probably every like 20 minutes. And it was like, okay, Olivia, get off your phone. You're at work right now. Stop.
That's why they are so hard, is because I'm thinking about it. It's like you can feel guilty. You can start to feel insecure. Like, what is the other person doing?
Exactly. Because my also thing is I will like post on my social media and not answer anyone. And people get so offended by that. And I'm like, no. Like, it's not.
I haven't even opened my text.
Yeah. Like all of my text messages are, I haven't answered my mom today. Like it's not a personal thing. It's like, oh, I like had to post this at this time, or I'm in the car and I'm taking a selfie. Like, I'm not answering text messages. Like, no, I'm taking a picture and I'm posting my story. Like, totally. It's not that deep.
I've had in long distance when you know they're going out and you're not. And you're like, I'm sitting in my pajamas with my pimple cream on, and you see that they're like going to the club and you want to not be like over the top because you don't want to trigger them of like, oh God, I have my like crazy girlfriend being like, well, are you going to text me when you're at the club? So you're trying to be chill, but then you're also like, make me feel secure.
I'm like, come on. Exactly. Right? And I feel like that was honestly probably like the hardest thing, like just in like a long distance relationship in general. Like I've gone like months without seeing the person. It's like, well, and I go out like a decent amount for like events and work and dinners and not being on my phone. And it's like, oh crap. Like, I don't ever want them to feel insecure, because they shouldn't.
Was there anything ever you or a partner did that was like super cute to keep it fun and like surprise one another?
Ooh. I personally hate surprises. Okay. I've never been a surprising person. I'm like, nope. Like, just tell me. Like, if you're planning on coming see me, just tell me. I feel like just other cute things, like just like fun dates. Like, I feel like more recently, I have a rule. I will not go to dinner with someone. Like, you want to take me on a date? We are not going to dinner. Like, let's go do something. Like, I had this guy, I told him that, and I was like, okay, cool. And he was like, okay, I have a crazy day planned. Like, let's do this. And I was like, okay. He was like, wear like athletic leisure. So I was like, okay, maybe we're going to go work out. I don't know, like boxing, something. And I picks me up and we're in the car for maybe like 45 minutes. And I'm like, oh, like where are we? I also lived in Calabasas. So we were like driving further. So I'm like, where are we going? Also first date. So I'm like, this man could kill me.
Oh, wait, yeah, Olivia, I'm like, yeah. Wait, are you going to die? Like what?
And all of a sudden he like looks at me and he's like, we're going skydiving.
What?
I was like, I'm scared of heights. I probably should have told you this before that, but I am like deathly afraid of heights. Skip forward. I actually ended up getting out of the car and Ubering home, and I was like, I never talked to him again. I was like, no, nope, like this is that was kind of like the biggest red flag that like you were gonna take me skydiving.
To take someone skydiving on a first fucking date when you've never met mm-hmm. in person. How did you meet that person?
I met them because I used to live in a content house, so our content house would have like events.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was like an event that we were having, and we just had like mutual friends, and I was like, oh, like you're cool, like, and he's very like spontaneous, so I was like, okay, like I need to date someone that's spontaneous, so I was like, okay, cool, like got it, like let's do this. And then
he just took it too far.
It just went right over his head, like the spontaneous
level. So you just said, hey, I'm not down, and you just Ubered back.
I just was kind of like, can you pull over?
Did he go skydiving?
I don't think so. I don't I like literally like never answered him after that. I was like, sayonara, dude.
Okay. Also, because you're afraid of height.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm already deathly scared of planes, even as much as I am on them. I'm terrified of planes. So I was like, the fact that you just asked me to jump out of one with you, I don't even trust you. I don't even know you. I'm like, we're not even dating. I'm like, hold on. This is.
Right, it can be romantic if you're with like the love of your life and you're like, let's do this, and who knows what's going to happen. It's like, bitch, I don't know you.
Yeah, I was like, this is a lot for me. I was like, get me out of this car right now.
I'm not risking my life with a rando.
Exactly.
Okay, so with regard to all the long distance relationships you've had, did most of them end because of the long distance?
I feel like it would be a factor in it, but like never, it was never like the pure reason that I was like, we're breaking up because of distance. Like I should have cut the relationship off when it became long distance mm-hmm. in any relationship, just because it made things way harder than it needed to be. That's why I don't recommend long distance, but you know.
Do you think there's an expiration date to like all long distance relationships?
I would say like max, like, I mean, it also depends what kind of long distance you are. Cause I know friends that live in Los Angeles, and then like the other significant other lives in Vegas, and it's like that's such a quick flight back and forth. They see each other like all the time, but it's like also for me it's like if I were in Los Angeles and I was dating someone in New York, it's like first of all different time zones mm-hmm. also I'm kind of not just in one specific time zone. I'll be like when I was in my Sports Illustrated, like in Montenegro, like the time difference I think it was like 9 hours.
Yeah.
And it's like I don't even talk to you the whole day, because when you're sleeping I'm awake, and when I'm awake you are sleeping.
Or when even when people are going to different colleges from each other and they're like, should I break up with this person? I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer, but mm-hmm. probably because it's like you're not going to be present.
Yeah.
And we're too young to not exactly. be present in our lives.
And that was my biggest thing. It was like I was missing out on all these crazy opportunities because I was like, oh no, my partner won't feel comfortable with this, like mm-hmm. I'm so sorry. And it's happened numerous times with numerous partners. It's just kind of like a me thing that I feel like almost I need to work on. But you don't live in the present at all.
Yeah. Okay, so more general dating questions. Do you consider flirting cheating?
1000%. Why are you flirting with someone else?
If your partner has never posted any pictures of you on social media, do you consider that a red flag?
If they haven't posted any, I think it's a red flag. Okay. 1000%. I also do think it's a really red flag if they're posting you a lot and like consistently. Mm. Just from like my own like knowledge of like things that have happened, I'm like, okay, know what I like, know what I don't like. So I feel like that's like moving forward, I'm like,
yeah, like don't.
Why are you doing that too much?
Yeah, like a camera in my face in the morning.
Yeah, like
maybe not.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it okay to break up with someone through a text message?
Yes. And people are so controversial. Do you think?
I wasn't expecting you to be so definitive. Really? So, no, I'm just.
No,
yeah,
okay, I'm 1000%. I have broken up with people over text message. I have been broken up with numerous times over text message. I've been broken up over an email before. Like I've been broken up on Instagram DMs, Snapchat, like anything that it's like, I don't know, I just take like any form of social media. Also when you're long distance, it's like, am I really gonna try this person on for the next like month until I see them and then break up with them?
Right.
Like no, like then that becomes messy, and then there's like,
but maybe could you call them?
Well yeah, oh yeah, like okay. Also that
right,
I've like called people, like yeah, like I've done that, like
better
that's
than
like
email. What is the subject line of a breakup email?
We're sorry.
Done. Yeah. Sorry, goodbye, have a nice life.
Yeah
believe. That's rough. it's rough, but I get what you're saying. Like, in some circumstances, it could be maybe justified. Yeah. I think an Instagram DM is a little aggressive, Olivia.
Yeah, well, I didn't do that. I just got broken up with over an Instagram DM, and I was like, this was harsh. I was like, okay.
Yeah, that is harsh. That's like, really harsh.
Can you unsend it so I don't have to see it anymore?
Okay, which is worse for you? A heated argument with your partner in front of A, your parents, okay, B, your friends, or C, your people you work with?
Oh, definitely the people I work with. Because I feel like with my family and friends, I can like justify it and be like, no, I swear they're a good person. Work people, they're like, we saw that. They're done. Next. No. Like, you are not going back to this person. We see their true colors. We want what's best for you. No. I was like,
I kind of agree. And it's kind of like embarrassing. Like, again, you can justify if like it's a dumb fight and you go to your parents and you're like, okay, we're having an off day. To the work people you work with, you're like, we shouldn't even have to be having this conversation because this is work. And like, why are we now? Why did you just watch me fight with my partner?
Like, exactly. This not is a little look. Awkward now.
Totally. Okay. So you being on social media so often, I think like everyone that is on social media, I definitely think in the pandemic, it was like kind of almost not, I would never say healthy, but like it was helping a lot of people with loneliness. And TikTok came about because everyone was like finding almost a community through there. Now I think a lot of people are back to talking about the negative effects of social media. And there's a lot of like detrimental things to our mental health that come from it. Can you talk about the boundaries that you personally have had to set for yourself with social media?
I started using the feature on your phone where it's like the do not disturb, where you get like zero notifications. It's awesome.
It's so good.
People hate me because I don't answer, but I'm like I'll, and you don't even get phone calls. So like my phone is like not buzzing at all. I'm like, this is awesome. Like nobody's trying to contact me. All of a sudden I look at my phone and there's like 20 missed calls. I'm like, dang it. So I feel like boundaries wise, I mean, even when I turned off my comment section for that time, because I like couldn't read people making fun of my body anymore. And I feel like just it came down to a point where I now have like very strong boundaries with me on social media, and certain things I'll talk about and like bring up and be like, hey, that wasn't cool, but kind of just like genuinely doing that.
Yeah. I don't have my comment section on anymore. And I think like a lot of people still to this day are like, oh, you can't take the heat. And I'm like, it's actually not. It was actually that. It was hurting my feelings.
Yeah.
That it, and you were just like, it wasn't helping my life. So I turned them off. And now I think I've gotten to the point where I'm like, why would I like go back? Because I don't really want to hear. And I do love when people are so nice and they're like, oh, open your comments so we can like hype you up, like you look great. But I'm like, you know what, it's like the negative validate or the negative comments, like also sometimes how much positive validation we get on the internet is not normal also.
Yeah.
So kind of like I think it was probably a good idea for a moment to like step back if it's affecting
fully,
you.
Fully.
What is your advice for people who are bombarded with images on social media that make them feel bad about themselves?
I was literally talking, like I was dealing with this two mornings ago. I feel like every morning I wake up and I like scroll through my Instagram and I'm like, oh, what's going on? And I feel like I get bombarded. I mean, I follow all the amazing models and like, don't get me wrong, love women, literally love women. But sometimes it like really messes with your head because you're like, oh, like you were talking about, like, oh, my stomach doesn't look like that. Oh, my boobs don't look like that. Oh, like they're working out right now. Oh, my gosh, I haven't worked out today. Like, I need to go work out. Things like that. And I feel like my advice would to be social media, that one picture is literally so constructed. It's by a really good photographer. You have your hair done, you have your makeup done, you have your nails done. That's not what I look like 24/7. Even right now, I look like this maybe not that often. Like I was doing my makeup and I was like, wow, I haven't put like a face of makeup on in like a few weeks. I'm like, this is weird. But just kind of like people present themselves as like the best possible version of themselves. So I feel like on social media, you just gotta remind yourself and be like, okay, this was a split second on one time of their day. It's not real.
Yeah. Everyone is going to present their perfect life. And even think, if you have an insecurity, think about yourself. What did you just post?
Yeah.
A perfect looking version.
Exactly.
Of.
And like, that's like even the part that messes with my head, because I'm like, I'm doing the same thing. I'm falling in the trap. I'm posting these beautiful photos that I get back and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to post this, but it's probably detrimenting to like yes. other people. And I'm like, ah, so I get in my head about it. I'm like, oh, I don't want, like, I'm kind of on like a boycotting Instagram right now because I don't want to fall into that, even though I like very much am guilty of already doing it. But
yeah, it's like a vicious cycle. Like, I don't post as much as I used to, definitely, because I keep having to remind myself, like, wait, why am I posting this again? Like, what, who is this for?
Yeah, like
what's the point of this?
Yeah.
So summer, like I said, wrapping it up, summer is upon us. Olivia, mm-hmm. do you have advice for women that are just like trying to go live their best life in summer, but maybe are feeling a little insecure, are feeling like they're not ready to like get out there mm-hmm. and like live their best life because they're seeing things on social media and they're like, I can't live up to that?
I mean, I feel like honestly, my biggest thing is like, just do it. I've even noticed when I first moved to New York, I had zero friends. I knew nobody besides my agent. And I was in like this pickle for like an awkward 3 months because I didn't know anyone. And I was like, I have no friends. I'm nervous to do anything. And then I just started like doing stuff. And I would go to the gym and I would walk and go get coffee. And I would like honestly go to Central Park and like walk around. And it's like, just, you'll be at the hot dog stand and you'll see the girl right next to you and she looks cool. And I'm like, hey, like, what's up? Like, my name is Olivia. And it's kind of like that situation. It's way easier than people process. And yes, it's very anxiety filled. But once you kind of like turn it as in, especially New York City, like,
I think that's great advice. So many women write in being like, I'm in a new city. How do I make friends? And like the fact that you're like, yeah, you literally just turn to someone like, hey, I'm Olivia. Like,
yeah,
you're kind of right. Like a lot of these cities specifically, like, I know people have moved to Austin, Nashville, like so many people are moving to these cities, Chicago, and they're like, got no friends. Like, but we're all saying it. So yeah, just maybe try and yeah, introduce yourself and see what happens.
I'm so excited for summer. Like, I'm going to Egypt. I'm like, oh.
Olivia's going to Egypt and I'm going to be on my couch watching your Instagram stories.
No, no, so you have not.
I'm so excited for you. Honestly, congratulations on everything. Like,
thank you.
Getting that swimsuit, like, it's just truly like, yeah, I grew up looking at that shit.
Oh, me too. Like, I don't believe it's a dream. I'm like, dream. Wait, I saw myself and I was like, that's
nope, that's not me, that's not me.
But I'm like, have it in my, I printed it out in like the huge form and I put it in my apartment so like I can look at it and be like, that damn is me.
Damn,
remember that, Olivia. Yes,
happy Pride Month. Thank you, happy Olivia, Pride for coming Month. On
thank you for having me.
This episode is brought to you by DoorDash. Want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. Daddy gang, I love being home. I love to be cozy, comfortable, laying on the couch. I can't tell you how many times I need something, but I am too lazy to get up and get out of the house. And sometimes I need food or groceries, you name it. Dash Pass gets it delivered right to my door and yours too. It is only $9.99 a month, so I think it's a really good deal, Daddy Gang. So get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Terms apply. Sign up today. This episode is brought to you by Monday Hair Care. Daddy Gang, nobody likes Mondays. Am I right? We're all sobbing. We're all sobbing and we're barely getting out of bed on a Monday. But Monday Hair Care is here to flip the script with its award-winning formulas. No more bad hair days, Daddy Gang. Monday Hair Care is turning Mondays into a reason to celebrate good hair, which I love, thank God, with 7 new products like a leave-in conditioner, dry shampoo, a curl line, and body wash. And Daddy Gang, every single thing is under $10. Yes. And the smell is to die for. Okay. I want my hair smelling like something that Matt wants to be engulfed in. I want him to come out to me and go, oh my God, you smell amazing. Oh my God. What is that in your hair? So Daddy Gang, reclaim the week with Monday at all leading retailers. Visit mondayhaircare.com to find a stockist near you.